今天早晨我们新年第一年可以给弟兄姊妹做一点见证并且我们大家一同交通往前。
Nevertheless, we still, start early today and so that we have some time, left so that some of you can, give us some testimonies and, that will be encouragement for the whole year.
这是上个月17号在我出门以前我们开侍奉聚会的结果。
This is a result of through the decision that we made last month on the 17th before I left.
开完侍奉聚会之后，我不久就出门了。
And after that meeting, soon I left.
我到了密苏里州，在那里有17-18天的聚会。
I went to Missouri. I have there for 7 or 8 days meeting.
然后又回到加州，在在山上又有4天的聚会。
And then came back for another 4 days meeting up on the mountains.
在这个12天中间。
In those 12 days.
正式的讲到25场。
I preached formally 25 sermons.
有些时候个人的谈话还不包括在内。
And not including some of the personal contact.
很感谢弟兄姊妹为我的祷告，所以在山上面虽然已经好几次快要没有嗓子，但是继续还是把聚会。
I really want to thank you for your prayer support because on the mountain there are several times I thought I would lose my voice but I still have the voice to continue preaching.
在山上的时候这些可以说是与世隔绝。
When we were on the mountain it was totally isolated from the whole world.
可以说不知山中啊日月长啊不知道什么时候了不知道哪年哪月了。
And I have no concept of time or days anymore.
圣诞节也是不晓得 and, 过年也是不晓得。
And I have no impression of where I spent, what I did, during, at Christmas time and New Year's Day.
我想就是中东打仗起来我们那里也不知道。
Maybe even if the war started at Middle East, we still won't know.
但是我一回来以后这个报纸啊，就不让我们忘记我们还活在世上。
But right after I come back, that newspaper, that daily newspaper, will not let us forget what's happening around us.
我特别留了一份1月2号的 LA Times 洛杉矶时报。
I saved one section of the LA Times from the January 2nd.
因为这一段消息也是和我们信主人大有关系的。
Because this, I saw a news which got something to do with us Christians.
那里讲到在中东的这些战士们，这些美国的驻军。
We're talking about the U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia.
在那里有许许多多的人要求受浸归在主的名下。
That's many of the soldiers. They wanted to be baptized into the Lord.
这里他们军中的牧师。写了一些报道回到家里面来。
And this is some report of the chaplain there, when they wrote home, they reported things like this.
有很多战士们，很多这些当兵的，在沙地阿拉伯的，就是想到人生的问题，想到生死的问题，想到他们在国内的家人，他们就实在愿意归在主的名下，许多人受浸归在主的名下。
The troops over there, they have a time to really think about what their life is really meant, and they were thinking about their future, thinking about their families that left behind here, and that really prompted them to come to the Lord.
这个他们告诉我说，在沙地阿拉伯，因为那是一个回教的国家，所以他们对于一切基督教的活动都尽量的用低姿态。
Because that country is an Islamic country, so all the Christian activities was totally try to keep it to a minimum in the low profile.
所以我们就不大知道那里发生的事情，一直到他们军中的牧师写信回家才知道。
So we don't know anything about that sort of thing until the chaplain wrote home.
那里信里面提到，那是一个非常敏感的地区。
And the, on those letters mentioned that place is a very sensitive area.
因为伊拉克那里。就是一切宗教的发源地。
Because right where they're, they have all the troops, that the place, the Iraq is where the original region of all most of major religions.
我想弟兄姊妹知不知道，伊拉克是所有一切四个大的宗教的发源地。
I wonder if you know that Iraq.
Iraq.
Iraq is the origin of the four major religions on this earth.
如果你们不知道的话，我请大家看看圣经里面亚伯拉罕从哪里出来的。
If you don't, then I recommend that you read your Bible and see where does Abraham coming out of.
大家知不知道亚伯拉罕从哪里来的？有圣经的时候都告诉我好不好？
Anybody knows where Abraham's coming out of?
乌尔在哪里？
Where's 乌尔？
啊，加勒底在哪里？
Where's 加勒底？
Chaldean, Chaldean.
Chaldean. Now, where's that place?
加勒底在哪里？中东。
Very good.
我已经把答案告诉大家了。加勒底就是现在的巴比伦。巴比伦是哪里？
That is the ancient Babylon, and which is today Iraq.
大家现在同意了吧？亚伯拉罕是从伊拉克出来的，他是伊拉克人。
So Abraham is coming out of Iraq.
他是伊拉克的土著。
He's a native of Iraq.
结果神呼召他离开伊拉克，离开加勒底的乌尔，一直往西，经过腓沃约湾，再回到南部，到耶路撒冷，到犹太地，到迦南地。
But then Abraham was called out of there and go all the way to the to Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那里是犹太教的起头。
So that is the place of origin of Judaism.
在我在山上，有人问起说，有些福音朋友问起我说，周弟兄，为什么我们一定要相信耶和华一位神？我们相信别的神，是不是他们名字都一样？
And when I was on the mountain, some people asked me, why do we have to believe in Jesus, in Jehovah? Because all the other religion, they are pretty much the same, and do they all have their gods, the name the same?
他说会不会有很多位神，我们只信其中一位。
Maybe there's many gods, and we only know one of them. That's not enough.
我说对于许多多神的信仰，我没有意见。
And I told them that I have no opinion on
Pantheism. 但是如果是独神的信仰，独一的真神。
But if you only believe there's only one God.
我就说神实在没有给我们很多选择，叫我们会选错神。
But the Lord did not give us many choices so that we would pick the wrong one.
因为无论犹太教也好，无论回教也好，无论基督教，无论天主教，所信都是同一位神。
Because it doesn't matter whether you believe in Christianity, in Catholic, in
Catholic.
Catholic and Muslim and Judaism. Is it only one God?
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
但是他经过犹太人的启示，经过耶稣基督的启示，使我们认识救主，像我们今天所接触的基督教一样。
But through the revelation of a Jew, Jesus, that he revealed to us that he is
through him we know Jesus.
Through him we know God.
所以今天神的问题，神只有一位，没有太多的选择。
So there's only one God. We don't have much choice.
Thank you. 你如果要选择独一的真神，你只有选择我们所信任的耶和华。
So if you only want to, if you want to choose, but there's one God, there's only one that you can choose.
但是耶稣基督告诉我们，他就是道路、真理、生命。
But,
若不借着他，没有人能够到父神那里去。
But then he said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the light."
Jesus said,
"So that nobody will go to the Father except through me."
我发现在我们翻译的时候已经思想上有一些问题，因为我们把耶稣和耶和华已经分不清楚。
In our interpretation, we have such difficulty because we have we mixed up Jesus and Jehovah and the Lord.
主的话是说，借着耶稣基督能够到达父神那里。
But the word of the God's word is like this: through Jesus, we can go to God.
That's exactly what was not said. The word of the Lord says.
The word of the Lord says.
When we say the Lord, 当我们说主的时候，我们是认识耶稣基督。
When we say Lord, we actually know Jesus.
这是新约里面所讲的。
This is in the New Testament.
但是在旧约里面讲的主，就是那位独一的真神。
But in the Old Testament, when we talk about Lord, that is the one and only God.
这就是我们为什么会引起混淆的问题。
So that's why in our word, sometimes we have this mix up.
那除此之外，回教徒所信的神是哪一位呢？
But then, who is this God that all the Islamic people believe?
回教的信仰也从亚伯拉罕开始。
It's also from Abraham.
他们对于神的认识也是从亚伯拉罕传递给他们的。
All the things they know about God is through Abraham.
他们把他叫做阿拉。
They call him Allah.
但是神对于一般人的启示 或者说回教徒的启示是一般性的。
But the revelations to Islamic people, or rather everybody, is a very general, is a generalized revelation.
只有一位神，这是我们知道的。
There's only one God. That is something we know.
这是创造宇宙天地的神。
He's the one that created heaven and earth.
他负责全宇宙的责任。
He put the whole world in his hand.
但是只有认识耶稣基督的人知道耶稣是谁。
But only through Jesus that we know who Jesus is.
The Christians know. 我们基督徒知道耶稣是谁。
Only Christians know who Jesus is.
也经过耶稣能够进入与父的交通。
And then through Jesus we can have fellowship with God our Father.
所以约翰一书告诉我们说不信子的连父也没有了。
So that in 1 John it tells us if you don't believe in the Son then you won't even have the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们对于福音的传递，我们知道许许多多的人各样需要。
Today, when we preach the gospel, we know there's so many different needs around there.
当我回到这里山下的时候，看见这个中东的局势还是依然这样的紧张。
When I come down from the mountain and I realize the situation is still so tense about the surrounding the Middle East.
再过十天，我们就知道会不会有打仗了。
In just in very short 10 days, we'll know whether there will be a war or not.
联合国已经决定到1月15号，如果伊拉克不退兵，退出科威特的话，要大举进攻。
Now, United Nations already decided by the January 15th, if Iraq will not get out of Kuwait, then they will start the war.
那我看萨达姆胡森动也不动。
It seems that Saddam Hussein doesn't want to move at all.
那么就是看布希总统的决断如何。
Then we're gonna see how firm is our President Bush is.
好像他们已经看见西方世界所讲的话都不算话。
It seems that they totally ignore all those all the words that the Western countries that was been saying.
我们不知道中东会不会打起来。
I don't know whether the war will start or not.
七八月的时候就有人在预言会不会打起来。
Earliest last year in July and August, people already trying to prophesy, give all kinds of prophesies whether the war will start or not.
五个月过去了，快要六个月了。
Now 5 months passed, the most 6 months.
仍然我们不知道要不要打仗。
We still don't know whether there will be war or not.
但是打仗的风声却是接连的不断。
But
The rumor of the
wars are widespread.
请我们一起看看马太福音主的话怎么说。
Let us read the book of Matthew. What does the Lord say?
请大家和我也翻开新约里面马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
第三节开始。
Matthew 24:3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说：“请告诉我们什么时候有这些事。”你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciple came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
第六节我们看。
Let's read verse 6.
或者我们先看第四节哈，耶稣回答说
verse 4、
啊、第六节，你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们要为我的名被万民恨恶。
And Jesus answered and said to them, See to it that no one misleads you. Verse 6, And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end. For nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. In various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. And then they will... Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们中国人一向是对于社会对于整个世界局势比较关闭的。
traditionally, our Chinese are quite close to what's happening around us and through the whole world.
我想中国人有心无心的都福音一句名言，叫做"个人至少门前雪，休管他人瓦上霜"。
It seems that our Chinese are very, very good at mind your own business.
但是当我们看见这么大的事情，打仗和打仗的风声接连不断的时候，我们不得不思想，到底我们处在什么环境、什么时代里面。
But when we hear all these rumors of wars and we can see all this, it really makes us think what kind of a time is it right now?
我们不能够再闭起眼睛来有一个鸵鸟政策，好像不管明天如何。
We can no longer just shut our eyes and bury our head like
not minding up tomorrow.
Not caring about what happened tomorrow at all.
当然，主也叫我们说不要惊慌。
Of course, the Lord would say, "Do not be frightened."
为什么不要惊慌
？Now why?
不是因为世界局势不关我们的心。
It's not that we just don't want to pay attention to those things at all.
而是主要用这些世界的局势教导他的儿女，叫我们知道我们所处的环境和时代是什么。
But rather, through this, he would teach us that what kind of time and age we are in right now.
这是一个时代。主就要再来的时候
This is time for he will come back real soon.
再有几次像这样打仗的风声、紧张的局面，一直到真正打起来那个最后的一仗，我们不知道。
There will still be more of these rumors and wars until the very last battle.
大家知道最后一仗叫做哈米吉多顿的大战役。
And we all know that last battle, Armageddon.
Armageddon.这一个战争中间，以色列全部卷入。
And in that war, the whole Israel will be totally involved.
我们会吸取，虽然好像在中东、在伊拉克跟科威特、阿拉沙迪阿拉伯那里，美军的加入、世界军队的加入，在那对峙，反正对峙的情形。
Although right now all the nations, including United States, are all involved in that place.
但是他们的箭头却不知道为什么一直指向以色列。
But for some strange reasons, all they are pointed at is Israel.
这个胡森已经讲了不晓得多少次，一定要消灭以色列，一定要跟以色列打一仗。
Because Hussein already declared more than once that he would totally destroy Israel.
我相信这里有超过人的力量所能挽回、所能控制的一些局面。
But I believe there are some things that is beyond human control and beyond human effort.
神掌管万有，并且神知道万事，所以把这些话借着耶稣基督的启示告诉我们这些新生在这个时代的人。
You see, God is in control. He already through His Word told us what is going to happen at this end time.
那些在预言上留心的人一直不清楚、不明白一件事情。也想不透为什么以色列这个弹丸之地成为世界焦虑的集中点。
All those pay attention to prophecies just cannot help to think why this small country Israel is always the center of all attentions.
神的手在其中，这是唯一的答案。
Because God's hands is in it, that's the only answer.
神已经用以色列人作为传福音的一个重要器皿，不是唯一的器皿。
God already used Israel as an important vessel in spreading the gospel.
叫人看见这个民族和神的关系是怎样，叫我们看见每一个人和神的关系需要怎样。
And he showed us what's the relationship between this nation toward God, and in the same way he would show us that is the same relationship of each individual with our God.
所以我们不能不留心。
So we have to pay attention.
今天当我们看见已经到了这个时代，主再来的呼声已经这样靠近。
When we already know that this time is so close,
神教导我们应当怎样办。
And the Lord teaches how to do it.
第十节我们再继续看。
Verse 10, let's go on.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。第十四节，这天国的福音要传遍天下。对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Verse 10, and at that time many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will rise and will mislead many. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endure to the end, it is he who shall be saved. And verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations. And then the end shall come.
马太福音24章是非常重要的一章圣经。
Matthew 24 is a very, very important chapter.
我们可以把精力都放在这章里面，讲三个月也讲不完，讲到中东战事打起来也讲不完。
If we can put our experience and everything into this chapter and we just keep on talking about this, probably we will just go on for 3 months.
Even when the war starts.
但今天我们讲一件关于教会最严重的事
情。
But today we only want to mention one most serious thing concerning church.
马太福音二十四章是讲到世界的局势，讲到宗教的情形，讲到人的心，讲到经济的问题，讲到各式各样的事情。
Indeed, in Matthew 24, it mentioned a lot of things about what's happening around the world, about the economic system, and about the human heart's condition, and all that.
And religion.
And religion.
但有一件最重要，神的话语，耶稣基督是对着他的门徒说，也就是对着教会说。
But there's one thing that's most important, Jesus Christ.Talk to this directly to his disciple in the same way he talked to church today.
他讲到说是因为这样时代的改变，许多人彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，但是很多时候不法的事增加，叫人的爱心冷淡，叫基督徒的爱心也冷淡。
You see, because at this time, the lawlessness is increased. Most people, especially Christian, with their love will grow cold.
我要证明说神的话多准确。我们从这句话就可以看得出来。
In order to prove that how accurate is our God's word, just from this phrase, we understand.
这个时代，人的爱心真是冷淡。
In this age, the love is so cold.
真是冷到一个地步，叫人寒心的地步。
It's cold to an extent that was just totally give up.
这个世界上是冷爱心冷淡的。
This whole world has no love.
甚至影响到教会里面也许多爱心冷淡的事情。
Even inside the church, there's some love that become very, very cold.
如果我们真的要从这个题目讲的话，我相信我们每个人心里都要受责备。
If we just go on with on this topic, I believe all of us will be reproached.
但是我特别要提到。天国的福音在这个时代中间是神对于社会、对于世界唯一的拯救。
But I want to say one at this time. I want to say the gospel concerning the kingdom is the only salvation that we have.
既然犹太人把福音弃绝，把主的道理弃绝。
Since the Jews has forsaken the gospel.
主已经把传福音的权柄。和命令给了他的教会。
And the Lord gave this authority to his church.
这是我们每个人都知道的。
This is something we all know.
但是许多时候我们发现我们传福音没有力量。
But then many times we found out when we preach the gospel, we're totally powerless.
昨天我看见一篇文章是 Roger Foster 讲的信息。
Yesterday I read an article that was delivered by Roger Foster.
Roger Foster 是谁呢？
Now who's this Roger Foster?
我想以前我们卖过他的一本书，叫做《问得好》。That's a good question.
I believe we used to have his book that's in our book room that's entitled This is a good question.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
这位弟兄，我在差不多15年以前就认识他。
We know him since about 15 years ago.
也许更早，我都不记得。
Maybe even earlier.
你知道，你从读他那本《问得好》的这本书里面。
Now, if you really go into that book, That's a good question.
你知道他是一个非常喜欢动脑筋，非常喜欢讲理，非常喜欢辩论，喜欢在思想上胜过别人的人。
Then you know that he's the kind of person that can really is very good in arguing and is very very reasonable. Can really reason a lot and he's that kind of person.
这个书可以是传福音给我们自己信主的人看，是一个很大的帮助和参考。
And,
也许我们可以用它的材料。
And that book is a very, very good book for us to learn from when we want to preach the gospel.
但是跟所有的辩证的书、跟讲真理、讲道理的书都有一个问题。
But all those books which was emphasis in arguing for the truth, they all have one problem.
如果你接受的话很好，如果你不接受就不怎么样。
You see, if you receive it, it's great.But if you don't, this got nothing to do with you.
所以有一位弟兄，有一个信徒就说，这个问题问得好，答案不一定好。
You see, so there's one friend commented that, yeah, the question's very
good. That's a good question.
The question is pretty good, but not necessarily you have a good answer there.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我看见这位弟兄讲了一篇信息，我就是非常高兴发现这个弟兄实在是从一个知识的情境里面完全走出来，在能力里面行走。
But as I read this article today, I realize this brother Foster, really come out of that intellectual way, is really into the power of the Holy Spirit.
他今年暑假事实上约我去见面，他在英国到美国来都见过，要我去见过一次他的面。
Actually, I met him this summer when he came over from England to preach in Southern California.
他在长堤这里讲道的时候，那几天完了以后，他请我去跟他交通。
He had a special meeting in Long Beach, and after that, he called me up and asked me to see him.
他告诉我在英国的工作。
And he told me about his work in England.
完全改变方向。
It was totally different direction.
他不再在知识分子中间做工。
He no longer work among the intellectuals.
他到英国的贫民区里面做工，那里根本整个社区都关闭，因为黑社会的影响，整个生意都不做了。
He went to the slum area of London, where the whole place was closed down because of violence, of gang, of crime.
他开了一个洗衣店。
And he opened up a laundry facility.
旁边开了一个咖啡屋。
And then they opened up a little coffee house right next to that.
因为洗衣服的人总是有人，再穷的人也要洗衣服。
Because no matter how poor, you still have to do your laundry.
因为自己家里没有洗衣机，一定在外面洗衣服。
No washing facility in their own place. So they have to go out to do their laundry.
他们变成一个传福音的据点。
And that become a point where they can preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他这样做工七八年之间，他成立了四个这样的没有房舍的教会。
So in about
七八年
in about 7 to 8 years, he established a church like that without a chapel.
四十几个同工。
He's got 40 some co-workers working together.
全时间的工人。
Full-time workers.
都是凭着信心生活。
They all live by faith.
因为这些信徒们虽然有1000多信徒，经济力量并不很宽裕。
Although they have over thousand believers, their financial situation is not that great.
刚才我已经说过，他宁愿到穷人中间传福音。
But I said just like what I just said, he'd rather to go to the poor and to preach the gospel.
我收到尤志豪林希伟的贺年卡。
And I receive a Christmas card.From Angela and Joseph, Yu.
他们的信里面说的不多，但是有一句话扎在我的心。
They are right now in Taiwan, and they didn't write much on the card, but there's one sentence really touched me.
他说主的话说，穷人有福音传给他们。
And it says that the poor shall have gospel preached to them.
但是在今天在台湾的社会完全不是这样。
But then she mentioned that.In Taiwan nowadays, it's not like that at all.
弟兄姊妹们，叫我心里觉得非常伤痛，而且觉得羞愧。
It made me feel very, very hurt, and I feel very sorrowful.
我想了很多为什么不去穷人中间传福音的缘故。
And I think about all these reasons why we cannot go into the poor to preach the gospel.
我越想就越觉得羞愧。
The more I think about it, the more I feel ashamed.
而且我也觉得我可能也是一样的情形，落在那些不传福音向穷人。传福音中心态中间。
And I'm afraid that I'm in the same category.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们面对自己的时候，就知道说福音需要何等的舍己。
So when we actually really consider this thing, then we know that we really have to give up ourselves for the gospel.
要我向穷人传福音，必须我能够像他们一样的贫穷。
So if I have to preach the gospel to the poor, I have to be poor like them.
我在密苏里州的时候，有一位姊妹，她是在那里全时间服侍。
When I was in Missouri, there's a sister serving there full time.
他们的生活水准实在是不能跟大城市相比。
And the living standard there is just cannot compare with those in the big cities.
在他们工人中间，他因为没有家眷，他一个人，他说我连薪水也不要。
And this sister, since she's a single, she doesn't have family. She said, "Okay, I don't even want a salary."
弟兄姊妹们，你不要弄错，这是从正规神学院毕业出来的学生。
Now, don't make mistake. This is someone who graduated from theological seminary.
他们开的车子坏掉了。
The car they drove broke down.
没有了，就是开不动了，
就停
下来了。
And then, that's it.
所以曾弟兄、曾国煌、Brian and Tina 他们就愿意把他们的车子送回给 Missouri。
So Brian and Tina, after they left, they want to donate their car back to Missouri to that center.
因为那里的亲戚没有车子就是没有车子了。
Because over there, if you don't have a car, you don't have a car.
他们没有力量买新的车子，而还是继续要工作，怎么办？
You see, they don't have the money to get another car, but yet they still have want to go on and preach the gospel.
那里他们五六个同工所接触的面，三十几个查经班。
There are only five and six co-workers, but they have to work among 30 some Bible study groups.
中西部都是小城，没有大的中国教会，也没有许多的中国人。
In Midwest, there are so many little towns. There's no Chinese church. There's
no large cities.
No large cities.
这些同工们有时候开八个钟头，从一早开车，晚上去聚会，礼拜五的聚会，第二天再到另外城市，礼拜天到第三个城市。
A lot of times they have to drive all day Friday for 8 hours to reach to one little town to help meeting there, and next day drive another whole day and then go to the third place on Sunday.
有人问我说，为什么周弟兄你对于他们的工作这么有负担，这么有兴趣？
Some people ask me, why are you so interested to go to Missouri all this time?
我告诉你，我去那里所收到的奉献的款是非常的少的。
I just want to tell you, I received very small honorarium there.
而且到那里我收到他们奉献款，我心里也非常难过。
And actually, when I received that money, I feel very bad.
但是这些弟兄姊妹们真是在传福音，不顾性命。
But those brothers and sisters, that they're really preaching the gospel, and forgetting about themselves.
弟兄姊妹说，为什么你对 mission 有这么大的负担？
Some people ask me,
why
do you have such a big concern about the mission?
因为各地的需要太大。
Because all those needs are so great.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不传福音，我们怎么能对得起那些在荒山野外传福音而不被人知道的人？
Now, brothers and sisters, if we don't preach the gospel right here, how can we face those brothers and sisters who went out as missionary to preach to spread gospel to those poor?
在Foster 的信息中间讲一句话，讲一段事情。
And in Foster's message, it talk about one thing.
他说从前有一段时间叫做聂斯多流派 Nestalius.
And there's one time, Nestalian.
他们的理论就是说教会的存在在世界上面就是光就是盐。
Their theory is the presence, the existence of church.Is a salt and light in the society.
他们传福音就是我们存在社会上面就是福音的见证了。
So they say the very existence of our church is the witness for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，从历史上证明，这样一种持守他们在神面前生活以这个唯一传福音的道路的，不能存留。
But then we know from this historical the statement.From history, we know this kind of church will not exist much longer.
是我们不愿意只是做一个有嘴巴的基督徒。
Of course, we don't want to be just a Christian with just a mouth, only with a mouth.
我们不能够满足于只有我们的舌头上天堂。
We cannot just be satisfied if only our tongue went up to heaven.
但是也有些聚会，像我们也可能落这样危机中间。
But there are some churches, maybe our church is one of them.
就是我们失去了传福音的基本的动力。
Is that we lost this basic power, basic dynamics to go out and preach the gospel?
我们失去了传福音基本的训练。
We lost the desire for the basic training to go out to preach the gospel.
这一次我去他们中心帮助他们的时候，里面最重的负担就是怎么样训练弟兄姊妹们每一个都起来传福音。
Now the greatest burden I have this time when I went to Missouri is that I really want to teach every single one of them how to get up and go out and preach the gospel. Every single one.
在他们的训练聚会中间，有20个人是参加这一组的。
In the training meeting, there are about 20 some attended that group.
他们都是各个查经班里面有心的人。
They are all the leaders and the ones with a true desire to work for the Lord in each Bible study group.
有一位牙医的教授很想出来侍奉主。
There's the one dental professor in dentistry who really want to come out and serve the Lord.
有一位姊妹前两天打电话给我，已经决定全时间出来。他们都是在那里。
And there's one sister who just called me a few days ago who already decided to come out and to work for the Lord full time. They're all students, actually. They're all students there. I gave them 6 hours of training how to preach the gospel. And to what kind of material that we can use.
就是四年以前我在长执会里面要和那些长老执事们讲的东西被他们拒绝的。
That was the very material I used is the one that about 4 years ago I mentioned to the elders and deacons here that was the, but at that time was refused.
那些长老们、执事们说，我们没有时间，没有精神，你不要在这个时候讲，你跟我们的主日讲就好了。
And they say, no, we don't have time, we don't have the energy. You just preach it on Sunday pulpit.
我心里很受伤。
And I was very hurt at that time.
但是我照做了。
And then I did according to what they said. 受伤不是因为我能不能教导，而是弟兄姊妹们要不要学习。 Now the hurt is not because whether they want to receive my teaching or not. It's rather that whether we are really willing to learn.
这些事情都已经过去，四年前的事情。
Those are all past. Those are 4 years ago.
我希望现在弟兄姊妹们的心态是明白传福音的重要。And
I really want that today that we are our attitude is that we'll change to that we're really willing to go out and preach the gospel.
而谦卑地接受。 任何人给我们的帮助,
and humbly receive the teaching from anybody.
如果我们里面失去受教导的灵, 我们已经失败,
if we already lose the spirit of a teachable spirit, then we already fail.
我不管你有多少能力,
I don't care how much power you have, I don't care how much gift you have.
你如果失去受教导的态度,
if you don't have a teachable heart, you already fail. I believe the whole church should get up and go and preach the gospel. Because the gospel shall preach to all nations, and then the end time will come. Now, if we don't preach the gospel, then the Lord will raise up other people to go.
Dr. Pickthorn 来这里的时候我再提,
and I want to mention it one more time. That when Dr. Pickthorn was here,
他的年纪比我大得多,
and he's much, much older than I.
在我的心目中,
and in my heart, I can really see that he can help me.
所以在他的面前,
so I really have this teachable spirit before him.
他对我说,
and he told me,
我已经为你们教会祷告,
I already pray for your church. And I pray that this church will be the one to send out missionaries.
我希望我也为你们祷告，叫这个教会成为传福音的教会。
And I also pray that this church will be a church to spread the gospel.
换句话说，我们在这里就要传福音。
That means that right here, right now, we should spread the gospel.
我们也要对外传福音。
And also still, we have to send people out to preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，怎么样传福音？
Now how do we do it?
我多少年来我们就说传福音不只是口传。
And so many years I've been preaching that when we preach the gospel, not just we using our mouths to talk about it. Is that to start from in our daily life, we care for others.
Roger Foster的信息,
and let me talk about the message that was given by Roger Foster.
他说耶稣在地上说三个能力传福音。
He said that Jesus had used three powers on this earth to preach the gospel.
第一个是他的同在。
First of all, is his presence.
第二是他的讲道。
The second is his preaching.
第三是他的神迹的能力。
And thirdly is his miracle powers.
今天教会没有一个哪一个教会能够不靠这三样能力传福音。
Now, there's no church today cannot preach this spread the gospel without this three power.
主的同在怎么来？
Now, where is God's presence?
是因着圣徒们的同心。
Now the God's presence is because of the oneness among the unity among all saints.
当我们同心的时候，圣灵一定与我们同在。
Now when we are in one spirit, then the spirit will come.
因为主耶稣告诉我说，你们两三个人同心的时候，我就在你们中间。
You see, Jesus did say, even when you are just two or three together, and when you are in one accord, then I'm with you. Not only just saying that when during the time we're praying, but rather his promise of his presence
怎么样可以与主同在？
Now how can we have that presence?
我们每一个人都有责任成为一个追求主的人，要主的同在。
Now every single one of us should have the responsibility to be the one who are really pursuing after the Lord.
张永赞弟兄从我们这边出去，他经过很多的辛苦的事情，
Brother,
在那里侍奉主。
Brother Chen came out of our Glenn Chen came out of here many many years ago and to serve the Lord, and he went through a lot of very, very hardship.
我不管别人对他有多少攻击，多少不满，多少的不信任。
And I don't care how much attack and how much pressure all other people gave him.
有一件事情我佩服他。
But there's one thing I really admire him.
他就是坚持说我们要学习与主交通，进入主的同在，让别人也来接受这一份。
Because he insisted upon that we have to really pursue after the Lord, that we should go and we shall be in the presence of the Lord.And then other people can see and that they will admire that and they want that too.
也许他在话语上面没有那么多恩赐。
Maybe he's not very, very gifted in preaching.
但是他知道需要主的同在。
But he knows that we need the presence of the Lord.
我常常也为他祷告。
And I often pray for him.
他过一段时间会来看我们。
And very soon he will come back to visit us.
主的同在是传福音一个不可缺少的因素。
You see, God's presence is the most essential part when we preach the gospel.
我们知道主的话大使命马太二十八章。
We do know the Great Commission.
主说如此如此如此，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because if you do so and so and so, and then I shall be with you until the end of the earth.
马可福音十六章里面讲到说，主与他们同工。主与他们同工，他们门徒们就出去传扬福音。
And they say in Mark 16 also say, when the Lord is with them, the Lord is with them, then they went out and preached the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要求主的同在的时候，我们生活就改变。
See, when we ask for God's presence, then our life will change.
我们的生活就必须走向圣洁。
And then our life shall have to march toward holiness.
我们就必须读圣经。
Then we have to read our Bible.
我们就必须做一个祷告的人。
Then we have to be a one that prays.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要求主的同在的时候，我知道没有一个力量大过这个能改变我们的生命。
Now when we ask,
when we are asking for the presence,
when we ask the presence of the Lord,
我们的生命就不能不受改变。
And our life cannot be, our life will certainly change. Cannot afford
not to be changed.弟兄姊妹们，是不是这样？在我们生活中间，有多少时候是我们真正有心有志，就是主，我需要你的同在。
Now, deep down, honestly, is so much time that we just have to pray to the Lord. The Lord, we need your presence.
教会的复兴怎么开始？
Now, how does revival start?
求主的同在。
And we have to ask for His presence.
因为求主的同在，圣灵一定光照我们，知道我们哪里拦阻主。
Because when in God's presence, the Holy Spirit will enlighten us. Then we know where is the hindrance right there.
我们传福音的时候，对那些还没有信主的人，不是这样讲的吗？
Now, didn't we preach to the unbeliever like this?
当我们还没有信主的时候，为什么神不能住在我们里面呢？
And how come before we become a Christian, how come the Lord cannot?How can the Lord cannot dwell in us before we become a Christian?
因为我们里面有罪，我们答案告诉他们，因为我们有罪，所以神不能与罪人同在。
Then we tell them that because we have sin and the Lord cannot be in the same place with sin.
神爱罪人，但是神不能爱罪。
You see, the love God loves sinners, but God does not love sin.
神要与罪人同在，但是他不能与罪同在。
See, the love God want to be with sinners, but God cannot abide with sin.
所以他必须差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来为我们死在十字架上面，好除去我们的罪。
So that God's son would die on the cross so that our sin would be removed.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这里许多我们已经失敬的弟兄姊妹们，已经信主的人，哪一个还不明白这个真理的呢？
Now anyone here that after you're baptized that you still don't understand this?
如果你不明白这个真理，是我的失职。
Now if you don't understand that, then I'm to be blamed.
但是我现在告诉你。
But right now, I'm telling you.
如果你已经信主了，你必须明白这件事情。如果你以前不明白，是我的责任。
Now, if you already believe in the Lord, you already baptized, then you have to know this. If you didn't know, that was my fault.
现在你没有责任，没有无可推诿。
But now you,
我已经告诉你了。
Now you don't have any excuse because I'm telling you now.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们信主以后，我们还容让罪在我们身上掌权，因此我们失去主的同在。
But even after we become a Christian, we still let sin to control us. That's the reason why we don't have God's presence.
如果我们需要主的同在，能不除去我们罪吗？
Now, if we want God's presence, can we not discard and reject sin?
除罪的工作有多深，我们的生命改变有多深。
The deeper we can, the cleansing of the sin, the deeper our spiritual life can be.
如果要传扬福音，主一定让我们成为一个圣洁的人。
Now, if we want to preach the gospel, first of all, the Lord has to make us into a holy person.
所以当我们去传福音的时候，这成为我们的拯救。
So when we go out to preach the gospel, that become our salvation.
让我再说，传福音不是光从口讲而已，而是关心别人。
Now, let me say one more time that to preach the gospel, not just you just say something to others, rather you care for his life.
当你关心别人的时候，你会发现你需要能力。
When you care for others, then you realize when you want to do that, then you realize you need power.
有多少次我没有办法侍奉，因为我发现我没有能力。
A lot of times I feel that I cannot serve anymore because I lose that power.
在我从中心回来的时候，路上我们看见一场车祸。
And on my way back from Missouri, I witnessed a car accident.
我到车，我们三部车的前面，一个大卡车，一个小车一碰撞。
And three cars before us, there's a huge truck, ran into a small car.
这个卡车从右边一直到左边去，而它的尾巴那个对面来小车撞到，车毁人亡。
And the truck.Swing all the way to the left, and then the tail hit the oncoming car, and the car was totaled, and the man was killed.
我到那个现场，我发现我没有什么能做的事情。
When I get there, I find out I can't do anything.
那批很多的救火员，这个急救人在哪里
？All the paramedics were there.
我只能对那些急救人说，有什么我可以帮忙没有
？The only thing I can say is there something that I can do.
我非常后悔。因为后来我想起有一件事情我可以做，我却没有做。
And I really regret it because then later on I realized I could do one thing but I didn't do.
有一个小孩子，他满脸是惊吓的表情。
Because there's one child that was totally shocked.
好像也不会讲话。
And he can't speak anymore.
我想他大概六七岁。
She maybe only six or seven.
我走开了现场以后，我才想，也许我应该为他祷告。
And after I left.Then I realized maybe I should pray for that little girl.
还有两个人，他们颈部受伤，也不能动。
And the other two had hurt their necks and they couldn't move.
他们一句话也不能讲，两眼直视。
They couldn't speak a word. They would just stare out into space.
我的确想到为他们祷告。
I really wanted to pray for them at that time.
但是那个风这么大，他们把他送上去，我的门就关上。
But the wind was so gusty and they just shoved them into the ambulance and then the door shut.
最冷的时候，又刮风，又在化雪的时候。
And that's the time of the snow starting to melt, and that was the coldest time, and the wind was really, really strong.
当我离开那里，我心里非常的受责备。
And after I left there, I was really, really
不管我的祷告有没有效，我应当奉主的名为他们祷告。
I don't care whether my prayer will be effective or not. In God's name, I have to pray for them. I should have done that.
但是我没有。
But I didn't do it.
弟兄姊妹，在我们传福音的路上，多少次我们发现没有能力。
So many times we found out that we're powerless.
所以我们必须被圣灵充满。
So we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这不是一个可有可无的事情。
This is not something that we can have it or we can just leave it.
有一位姊妹来问我说：“周弟兄，我看见你有圣灵的经历。”能不能告诉我怎么样被圣灵充满
？One sister came up to me saying that I can see that you have the experience of it in the Holy Spirit. Can you come and tell me how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit？
但是她说我又不希望有那个外面圣灵浇灌的经历。她说能不能不被圣灵浇灌而被圣灵充满
？But I don't want that kind of a experience that you're showered with the Holy Spirit. I don't want that outward experience. Is it possible that I be filled with the Holy Spirit without that kind of outpouring？
我就对她笑一笑。
So I just smiled at her.
我说可以啊。
I said, oh yeah, sure.
不过要很久很久。
But it's going to take a long time.
如果你不要大水，你只要一滴一滴的水，也可以把杯子灌满，对不对
？Yes, if you don't want pouring, just by dropping and dropping, and sure you can fill the cup.
但是要很久啊。
But it's going to take a long time.
而且一个人怎么被圣灵充满
And how can a person be filled with the Holy Spirit?
什么叫圣灵充满?
Now, what is the meaning of Holy, being filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满的意思就是说你被圣灵充满而里面不被自己充满。
That is that you are filled with the Holy Spirit and not yourself anymore.
如果你被圣灵充满,你就不是被自己充满。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not filled with yourself anymore.
如果你天天为着自己生活,天天自己打算,你如何可能被圣灵充满?
If every day you are all concerned about yourself, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你也不读圣经,也不祷告,你怎么可能被圣灵
充满? If you don't read your Bible and you don't pray, you will not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你不肯受苦,你怎么会被圣灵充满?
If you are not willing to suffer, you will not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第四章里面那些门徒,他们被逼迫的时候,立刻被圣灵充满。
All the people in Acts of chapter 4, when they were persecuted, all of them, right away, was filled with the Holy Spirit.
为什么当他们被圣灵被逼迫的时候不被圣灵充满他们活不下去。
You see, during the time of persecution, unless they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they cannot live.
一个人被圣灵充满的程度有多少在于他不为自己的程度有多少。
Now, the amount you can be filled with the Holy Spirit is really dependent upon really depend on how much you can forget about yourself.
我常常对侍奉主的已经在教会里侍奉弟兄姊妹这样劝告。
A lot of times I advise those people who are really serve in this church.
是你实在是有心侍奉主，神也给你侍奉的机会，你也在尽心竭力侍奉。
Yes, indeed, you are willing to serve and you are doing it and you have the chance here to serve the Lord.
但是你有一个非常大的危机。
But there's a great crisis.
就是你有一个非常大的危机。
You have a great crisis.
就是当你侍奉的时候，你是凭着自己在侍奉，你不是靠着圣灵的能力侍奉。
That is when you are serving the Lord, you are serving it using your own effort, but not in the Holy Spirit.
你说我怎么知道是不是被圣灵侍奉？在圣灵里面。
How do I know I'm serving in the Holy Spirit or in myself?
因为当你侍奉的时候，你所出的主意很多都是靠着自己。从自己为中心出来的。
Because all the ideas you come up to in serving is from yourself.
再属灵的人都有这个危机。
No matter how spiritual you are, we all have this kind of crisis.
因为这是人天然生命的根本问题。
Because this is really down, this is rooted so deep in us.
只有我们更多被圣灵充满的时候，才会有这样一种。出于神的判断而不是出于主己的判断。
Only when we're continuously seeking the filling of the Holy Spirit, then we can have this judgment coming, this right, ideas coming out of the Holy Spirit.
Roger Foster 告诉我们在他信息里面说他去医院里传福音他去一个穷人去传福音的时候。
And Roger Foster tell us in that sermon that when he went to the slum area to preach the gospel,
他看见一个老人坐在轮椅里面。
He saw an elder man sitting in a wheelchair.
当他传福音的时候，他们在那注意听。
And when they preached the gospel, they were really paying attention to listen.
他为他祷告。
And so he prayed for that old man.
第二天又来了。
And the second day they came again.
再为他祷告。
And they prayed for him again.
不晓得经过几次祷告。
I don't know how many times they pray for him.
那个在轮椅里面的人起来行走。
And that man just stand up and started walking.
把轮椅一夹，再也不要这个轮椅了。
And just fold up the wheelchairs and no longer need that.
巴瑟也说，他在侍奉中间并不是天天遇见这样的事情。
And he also mentioned this is not something that he come across every day.
因为神不是要我们去做神医大会的工作，而是要救人呢。
Because the Lord does not want us to have a great healing meetings, but he wanted to save.Souls.
如果他可以用各种方法来救人，他都用。
If he can save anyone, he will use all kinds of methods.
如果我们拒绝神的方法，我们就少一个兵器。
Now, if we refuse God's method, then we lose that weapon.
如果我们拒绝看见神迹，人会得救，我们就失掉这个兵器。
If we refuse that people can see miracles and be saved, then we lost that. We don't have that weapon anymore.
我们如果拒绝人用理智来相信可以信主，一定要他用感情的激动来信主，我们就失去那个理智的兵器。
If we insist that someone has to by feeling have to emotionally receive the Lord and not just by reason and make the decision to receive the Lord, then we lose one weapon.
如果我们只知道说匠人说对对对，而不讲神的爱，我们就失去神爱的兵器。
If we only preach about sin and sin and sin and not to preach about God's love, and then we lose that weapon.
如果我们只用四福音定律，不晓得用别的方法传福音。
If we only know how to use, if we only know how to use that four spiritual laws to preach the gospel, then that's the only way we know.
你就是只有一样兵器的士兵。
Then you are the one that's with only one weapon.
为什么有些人传福音可以用不同的方法？
How come some people can use all different kinds of methods to preach the gospel?
因为有不同的人需要不同的方法来接触他们。
Because we come across all different kinds of people. They need different ways.
在我刚开始传福音的时候，我只会用四福音定律。
When I first begin to preach the gospel, I only know how to use the only thing I know is to use the four spiritual laws.
一直到后来有人说我读过这个四福音定律了，还没有信主，你再给我读一遍有什么用呢？
But then come across someone who say, "Well, I heard about this four spiritual law before. Now you just read it to me one more time. It's not going to do anything."
我就只好讲我自己得救的见证。
So then I have to start telling people that how I was saved.
弟兄姊妹们，你得救的见证可以叫人信主。
Brothers and sisters, the testimony of how you received the Lord can lead people to Christ.
我在中心遇见一位同工，他的见证从来没对人讲过，他是一个。破坏的家庭里面出来的人。
And I met someone in Missouri who never preached gospel to anyone. And actually,
no, using his own testimony.
Oh, using his own testimony to preach, to witness to people. And he came out of a broken home.
等到我们要求弟兄姊妹们练习传福音的时候，我就请他把见证写下来。
And when I asked them to practice how to witness to people, and I asked them each one of them to write down their personal testimony when they first received the Lord.
我告诉你，那里二十个学生，个个都把见证写下来。
And all those 20 students, every single one of them write down their testimony.
我就把他们见证都收起来，都没有还给他们。
And I just collected them all, and I didn't return it back to them.
我说这是你们给我的财产。
I said this is the wealth you gave me.
我要用你们的见证来传福音。
And I will use your testimony to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们每一个人得救见证都可以帮助人得救。
So every single one of you, the testimony that how you received the Lord can help others.
用福音单张可以传福音。
And you use tracts, gospel tracts, you can preach the gospel.
陈老牧师最喜欢散发单张。
And our pastor Chan really loved to give out tracts.
弟兄姊妹们，传福音有这么多的兵器，你用了几样呢？
Now how so all these weapons that we can use to preach the gospel, how many did you use?
你不需要做训练，你去传就是了嘛。
Now if you don't need any training, that's fine. Just go ahead, do it.
如果你传福音不会，你来找我，我给你训练。
And then later on you find out that it won't work, then come back to me, I'll train you.
假如你有心传福音，就去传，就是这么多的兵器在你手里。
Now, if you already have this heart to go out and preach the gospel, you already have all these.
为什么不传？
Now, why not?
这里说，天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
It says that gospel shall be preached to all nations, and all people will be witnessed to, and then the end time will come.
我们遇见从中国大陆来的学者。
We come across.Chinese scholars from mainland China.
我遇见好几个读物理的。
I come across quite a few who is a physics major.
他们知道我也是读物理的。
And they knew that I'm also a physics major.
在谈话的中间不能不提到进化论。
In our conversation, we just couldn't escape evolution.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们信主，我和我太太信主之后。
And my wife and I, after we believe, after we become Christian.
我们有一整年的时间投入。去研究进化论和创造论的不同。
We spend a whole year trying to study the difference between creationism and evolution.
大家都说达尔文的进化论，达尔文进化论。
Everybody saying about the Darwin's evolution.
那篇文章叫《物种原始》。
And the very very beginning, the first paper is called The Origin of Life.
有多少人看过？
How many of you read that paper?
有多少人就相信进化论，从来没看过这篇文章？
How many of you already believe in evolution even before you read that paper?
我跟我太太把这篇文章找出来重新研究。
And we took that, we dig out that paper and we study that paper.
这是我说我们花一年研究进化论的深度，怎么样去研究进化论？
That's how we dig into really studying what is going on with this evolution.
我不过不愿意讲，因为不愿意卖弄我们在科学上的知识。
I didn't want to say this before because I just don't want to feel that to show off that's how we do research.
而且当我们慢慢灵里面更加柔软之后，也不用这些知识去征服别人。
Then later on, when the Lord deals with us, our spirit becomes softened. We don't want to use this kind of spiritual power overpower other people.
但是他们问起进化论的时候，我就坐在那里听。
But when they mention about evolution, and I just sit there and listen to them.
因为我实在想过这些问题。
Because I've thought through all those questions before.
他们讲完，我就提出一个问题来。
So after they talk about that, and then I ask them a question.
马上进化论他的理论站不住了。
Right away, evolution cannot stand.
他再问一个问题，再讲一些事情。
Then they say some more things, then give some more questions.
我再从另外一个角度讲一句话。
And from another angle, and I give them an answer.
站不住了。
And then the evolution will cannot stand.
等到你进化论站不住的时候，神的创造变成你唯一的答案。
And if the evolution cannot stand, the creation of God, it will be the only answer.
我不晓得讲了多少次。
I don't know how many times I've mentioned this.
一个人不信神，
if you don't believe in God,
进化论变成他一个最快的逃避的捷径，
and evolution becomes the greatest escape route.
但是等到你相信进化论的时候，你的生命就完全没有意义，因为你是记忆的产物。
But if you should believe in evolution, then your life has totally no meaning because you are but a product of chance.
既然你是机会的产物，你不需要对任何事情负责任。
Since you are a product of chance, then you are not responsible. You won't hold accountable to anything.
所以做好人也好，做坏人也好，完全没有意义。
So it doesn't matter whether you be a good person or a bad person. Doesn't mean anything.
事实上，有一个进化论的学者发出这样的感叹。
And actually, an evolution scholar have this kind of
lamentation. 他说我们不能明白。
He said that we couldn't understand.
我们也不能解释。所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们把进化论问题提出来以后，那天晚上九个大陆来的学者。
So after we raised this question about evolution, that night there's nine scholar out of mainland China.
我就问他说，你们愿不愿意祷告接受主？
And I asked them, do you want to pray and receive the Lord?
都祷告。
All of them prayed.
没有一个人不祷告开口的。
And not even one does not want to open their mouths and pray.
你手里兵器越多，你那个贵族的征战越多，你传福音越有力量。
Brothers and sisters, the more weapon you have in your hand, then the more powerful you will have, the more powerful you will be to go out preach the gospel.
我们常常注意社会新闻，为什么？因为里面讲到人的罪。
A lot of times we pay attention to what's happening in the society, all the news, because it tells about the sin in us.
看见人的智慧给他带的结果是去犯罪更有效，而不是来学做好人。
Because we learn that the more intelligent they are, the more skillful they are in committing sin.
为什么我们喜欢看看人生的百态？为什么多知道人的情形
？Now why do we want to really study the society about human behavior?
因为希望对人有更多的同情心。
Because then we have more sympathy toward people.
为什么到今天主还让我在中国人中间传福音，在东方人中间传福音
？Why today the Lord still allow me to just preach gospel among Chinese?
因为我知道中国文化给人冲击的力量。
Because I know the great impact Chinese culture is among people.
我在大学里面，在高中里面，在初中里面是非常好的学生。
I was a very good student when I was at school.
而且我对于中国国文是非常有兴趣。
And I'm very interested in Chinese literature.
我对于这些事情的了解，叫我今天知道我们中国人的问题在哪里，而在福音的拒绝上是什么态度。
And because I understand our background, then I understand why our Chinese will reject gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，我们的责任很大。
So our responsibility is great.
福音在台湾已经从 4% 降到 1.5%。
In Taiwan, the Christian
the believers
dropped from 4% to 2%.
在北美的信徒的比例是 5%。
And in North America, among Chinese, it's 5%.
恐怕新加坡的比例比这里高。
Maybe there's an even higher percentage in Singapore.
恐怕在大陆上比例比这里还高一点。
And maybe in mainland China, it will be even higher than in Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要留心啊。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
我常常对人说， Billy Graham Crusade 这么大的情形，他们一般的信徒的比例是 5.5% 到 6.5%。
Now, we all know how great this Billy Graham Crusade are, but it's only
5.5% or 6.5%.
But the people who believe, going to the
commitment,
made the commitments only 5-6%.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们福音聚会有100个人，有5个人得救，有6个人得救，我们的效果跟 Billy Graham 一样了。
Now, if we have a gospel meeting and if we have 100 people and then 5 or 6 believed, then the effectiveness is as good as the Billy Graham crusade.
但这一次我看见了香港的福音工作。
But this time when I watched about in Hong Kong, what happened in Hong Kong?
弟兄姊妹，有多少人知道 Billy Graham 去年在年底的香港有福音聚会？
Anybody knows that Billy Graham held a crusade in Hong Kong last year?
有多少人知道？
End of last year. How many of you know? Raise your hand.
请举手。 不到十个人。
Not less than ten.
其弟兄知道，我们把 Billy Graham Crusade 的广告去年六月就贴在副堂里面。
We know that last our brother Johnson posted that poster since last June in our fellowship hall.
有多少人知道？
How many of you read?
有多少人留心，多少人关心？
How many of you really pay attention?
十个人。
Ten people.
你知道他们这一次福音聚会百分比多少人决志？
You know this time how what's the percentage of commitment?
超过百分之八。
It's over 8%.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信就是神在1997年对着香港特别的怜悯。
I believe this is a special grace from the Lord.
他们有十天的福音聚会。
There are about 10 days of the gospel meeting.
240万人去了那里。
240万。
2.4 million.
2.4 million.
我数字一下记不得，你问我不记得。最多一天也是十万人。
And the one day the
二十几万人去了。
200,000 people that were there.
讲错。我一下数字忘记。爱申报里面有这消息。
And there's a detailed news in 爱申报。
多少人看爱申报
？How many of you read 爱申报？
四五个人，我想荣彦旭牧师看得非常失望。
I think Pastor Ron will be very disappointed.
有多少人看我们的通讯
？How many read our newsletter?
啊，徐弟兄稍微得到安慰一点，我们文字工作比这荣彦旭的爱申报看人多一点。
Yeah.
弟兄姊妹们，这些资料在你的手里，你怎么不用呢
？Now, brothers and sisters, you have all these informations and use them.
我不敢问你，多少人看众生图的
？How many of you read of All Saints?
你知不知道众生图花多少代价做的
？You know how much we
花多少编者不眠不休的晚上做的
？You know how much effort we put in to have that for All Saints。
因为我们把各样资料送到神的儿女手中，是希望它成为传福音的利器。
Now we send all this information in your hands so that it become weapons in your weapons to preach the gospel。
我再问问看，有多少人读中性的
？How many of you read
the
中信
CCM Chinese Christian Mission 有多少人读中信的
中信、
哎、不错 中信不错中信的工作超过三十年了
That was over 30 years they
弟兄姊妹们请你就把这些当作给你的训练
Please use those as the training to you
好叫你能传福音
So that you can preach the gospel
我们感谢主，这些日子梁牧师来到我们，梁牧师和他们牧人家庭来到我们中间。
We're really very thankful that Pastor Leon and his family come to worship with us.
他们是成为一个代表，在一起共同生活。
Because they are a representative that they really.
因为他们在那里要学习彼此相爱。
Live together and learn how to love each other in every daily life.
我们不一定每个人都跟他们一样生活。
Maybe not every one of us can do that. Can do the same thing.
但是至少我们的心是开放的。
But our hearts are open.
从我们弟兄们的身上，我们要得到一些属灵的益处。
From our brothers, that we shall receive some spiritual, benefit.
也希望借着这一个，能叫我们属灵生命更加的兴旺、眺望起来。
And also because of this, that may our spirit be uplifted, and our life will be encouraged.
教我们更多有力量去关心去爱我们周围我们所认识的人
and so that we will spend more time to love and to care for the people surrounding us
今年我觉得最大的安慰最开心的一件事情
this year
去年年底结束的时候
for the whole year last year the one thing that really comforted me
我回来以后我父亲跟我讲怎么样跟外公传福音
and my father told me that how to preach to my grandfathers, grandparents.
大大的感谢赞美神。
I just praise the Lord and thank the Lord in my heart.
我不能忘记还有老人公寓那些那么多人需要福音。
And I cannot forget that so many people in the senior apartments, they all need gospel.
如果要传福音，机会传用不完的。
If you want to preach the gospel, there's so many people are waiting.
这人撒种，那人收割。
This person sowed the seed, the other will harvest.
我们永远不会做完我们所要做的工作。
We can never, the work will never be exhausted.
年轻的、年长的、壮年的、男的、女的、男女老幼尊贵，保罗说：“我在男女老幼尊贵面前做见证。”
And just like Paul, no matter whether you're young or old or noble or lowly, that I all that I would give a witness before you all.
我看见魏弟兄今天在这里。
I'm really thankful that Brother Wei is here today.
我是很高兴他来聚会。
I'm very happy that he's here today.
我们也有多少弟兄姊妹在他们工厂上面，在他们的职业中间，魏姊妹把这么多的杂志放在他的饭店里面。
You see, our sister Wei put all kinds of magazines right in front in their restaurant.
我们不一定是为了我们教会的增长才要传福音。
We're not just doing this for the growth of our own church.
而是为了神的命令往普天下传福音。
But because of God's command.
既然我们在这里，我们彼此能学习，彼此能带导。
Since we're here, that we can really learn from each other and we can pray for each other.
我们能勉励。
And we can exalt each other.
教会不是一个捆绑。
So the church will not be a boundary.
但是教会是以我们投入大家彼此约束的地方。
And it's not a boundage, but rather we can just commit to each other, and we can work together.
因为这里团结在一起就有力量。
Because when we are bound together, then we have power.
我们的恩赐不够，别的弟兄姊妹恩赐可以补上。
Because when we are lacking in certain part, in certain area of gifts, then other people can compensate.
有些人有做接待的恩赐。
And some people have this gift for hospitalization.
Hospitality. 他们能够把家庭打开，接待人来。
They can open their homes to receive people.
有些人有话语的恩赐，能够传扬福音。
Some people have this the gift of words that they can preach the gospel.
有些人有服事的恩赐。
Some are gifted in serving.
他们能够帮助人。
And then we can help.
每一个人的恩赐不一样。
Everybody have different gifts.
当我们身体的恩赐显明出来的时候，我们传福音就容易。
When the gift of this whole body revealed, then the gospel will be so easy to be preached.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们实在珍惜主给我们在一起聚会这个教会在这里的建立。
So we really want you to treasure this chance that we can serve together here in this church.
我们一年在我们1991年就在我们的眼前。
Now this is the beginning of 1991.
我们能做什么？
Now what can we do?
愿主激励我们好好的传扬福音。
And may the Lord encourage us to preach the gospel.
去年一年我们定的目标是盼望弟兄姊妹们在敬拜上面有更多的学习，而且在侍奉上面能够长进。
Last year, our goal is that we will learn in worship, and also we will be mature in serving.
有一位弟兄从 Huntsville, 我遇见他，他说，周弟兄，你们教会的敬拜是我所听见的，所知道的最好的一个。
This one brother came out of Huntsville. He told me that through the tape, he said that the worship service, the worship in your church, from what I hear, is the best.
我不晓得陈春标弟兄有没有改头换面，移花接木，把别人的好的敬拜移到我们的录音带上面。
I don't know whether our brother Tran did put some better worship portion onto our tape.
我相信我们。敬拜还可以进步。
I believe we can. There's still room to be improved.
还有更多活泼新鲜的诗歌，能够叫众人心里被提升的。
That there should be more songs and prayers that we can really lift up our spirit in worship.
但是我们不是为了好坏的问题，我们真的要敬拜神。
It's not just whether we can do it good or bad, but we really want to worship the Lord.
从我们同心的敬拜中间，神的同在在我们中间。
You see, from this worship in one accord, then the God's presence will be here.
从我们个人属灵的成长，从侍奉的恩赐的建立，现在我们在福音上面注意。
Now, after this growth and after this the personal growth, now we really have to pay attention to preaching the gospel.
不是说我们就传福音，我们就停止生长，我们反而更加要生长。
It's not that when we start preaching the gospel, then we stop growing. No, but even more so, we need to grow.
我想我们敬拜也是得的。杨家姊妹的帮助不少，他们听的可能是你们录音弹的钢琴。
We also would really want at this time want to thank the Yang's sisters in helping us.
我也一再盼望弟兄姊妹们，教会中间更多的年轻人把他们乐器都带来教会。
And I really encourage all the young people to bring your instruments to church.
因为诗篇一百五十篇告诉我们有各样乐器敬拜。
Because in Psalm 150, it did tell us that we shall worship him with all kinds of instruments.
要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用视觉的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，用大响的把赞美他，用高声的把赞美他，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Now,
你们要赞美耶和华。
Now would you read Psalm 150 yourself?
我们需要用各样的乐器来赞美神。
We need to use all instruments to praise him and worship him.
大卫把 加特的乐器也搬来敬拜神。
And King David took out all the instruments of
even 迦南的乐器。
And of Canaan.
Okay,
they took all kinds of instruments to worship the Lord.
用外邦的乐器。
Even used the instrument of the Gentiles.
我就不知道为什么不能用胡琴来赞美神。
So I don't know whether why not to use the Chinese instrument to praise the Lord.
事实上有一个教会，他们的诗班里面是有一把胡琴。
And actually, there's one church that they have a 胡琴 in their choir.
为什么不能用这些乐器
？Why not?
我们需要练习。
We have to practice so that we will have better worship.
我们敬拜神的时候大声唱赞美唱，在从我们心里面起来赞美。
And when we sing, and then we sing from our hearts.
传福音，当有人到我们中间，保罗的话告诉我们这样做。
And when we want to preach the gospel, even when some people just come coming to the meeting.
他说，当我们在灵里面敬拜神的时候
，We say that when we are worshiping God in spirit.
他一定要把他的脸伏在地上说
，And then
神在你们中间，并且他要敬拜神。
And then they will say, "Oh, God is in among you, and then he shall worship the Lord also."
当我们真正敬拜神的时候，我们忘记自己是谁。
We will forget ourselves and really worship the Lord.
我们不是做给别人看。
We're not doing this just to show off.
但是人家看见我们在全心投入敬拜的时候。
But when other people see that we are really putting our whole heart into worship.
他们反而看见我们是在敬拜神。
Then they would really see this true worship.
都是你躲躲闪闪，怕我们这样投入会影响别人，叫别人觉得哦，你们敬拜这么热情，我不敢来了。
If you are so timid, saying, "Oh, I better not do it because somebody there might get offended," or I'm so emotional here."
那你不是在敬拜神，你在提防人。
But actually, then you're not really worshiping God, but you're trying to defend against other people's feeling.
所以你就是有一点点敬拜的心，他也看不见。
So even if you just have one, if you do have a heart of worship, and other people cannot see it.
弟兄姊妹，我们还要继续不断的学敬拜。
And we shall continue in learning how to worship.
我们要传福音。
And we have to preach the gospel.
把人带到教会里面来，去他的地方，家里面各个地方，把家打开，把人接到家里面来。
To bring people to church, or you go to other people's house, and you open your own home to receive.
其实弟兄姊妹中间有很多的需要，需要彼此的关怀，需要生活上接触，需要服侍他们的各种缺陷。
And there's a lot of needs that is among ourselves that we have to help each other, we have to care for each other.
当我们这样传扬福音的时候
，When we preach the gospel in this fashion,
我们是满足了神的要求。
Then we'll satisfy God's demand.
福音要传遍地极
，Because the gospel shall preach through the whole all nations.
愿神在这一年中间帮助我们。
May the Lord really help us this year.
我今天是因为太兴奋，讲得太长。
Today I'm really excited, so I preached too long.
但是你们也很有精神。
And I feel that you are also very excited in listening.
我觉得很稀奇。
And I'm really amazed.
因为我从来没有这么讲过75分钟道。
I've never preached a 75 minutes of sermon before.
很久没有这么讲得过瘾。
I haven't been preaching like this for a long time.
谢谢弟兄姊妹给我这样时间。
I really thank you for giving me this time.